Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Are You Fit, a show all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. Tonight's show is called The Sugar Blues, and I've brought on a guest, Miss Yolanda Goff, and she's here to share her knowledge and understanding on what sugar does to our bodies. Miss Yolanda, welcome.
Thank you so much, Michaela. It's awesome to be here with you this evening.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to share with our audience what you know. I just wanted to start off by asking if you can let everyone know a little bit about your background and how you got into this with nutrition and whole foods and just the whole health and wellness industry.
Certainly, I'll be happy to. So I actually have been an advocate of, you know, alternative health and wellness for over 20 years, but actually in 2011, I got my certification as a holistic health coach, and really was, even prior to that, about 2007, was just working with more nutrition and health and wellness. I'm very passionate about, you know, what we eat in food, because that's our fuel. Just like we put fuel in our cars and we have to recharge our phones, the food is our fuel. And so it's important what we put into our bodies, and I'm passionate about sharing that with people.
Well, I'm glad you're on tonight, and I know that you're a mom as well, just like I am. So I think what we show to our children, it's a lot, because they do watch and do and follow what we do. So it starts with us.
Yes, they do. Yes, I have three wonderful adults now, and I can remember when they were much smaller, and I started on this whole new health kick, and was changing, you know, different foods out of their diet. But one of the things that I learned early was when you take something away, you actually just need to integrate something healthier, because, you know, 20 years ago, there weren't as many healthier things that we could just pick up off the shelf. And there are a lot more today, but I still say we need to read ingredients. But what I would do, instead of just getting, just saying no, you know, whether it was candy, because, yes, we all love sugar, or some type of ice cream, I look for healthier alternatives. So there are alternatives out there, you know, to look for, and that's what we can definitely do with our children, because that's something I want to just talk about tonight as we go through this whole sugar blues. It doesn't have to be something to feel bad about. Sugar is, you know, it's in fruits and even in vegetables. When we break down carrots, I mean, there's a sweetness to it. There's nothing wrong with sugar. It's made up of two molecules. You've got a glucose and a fructose. And basically that glucose feeds our muscles and gives us energy, and we do need that for food. But then, you know, we're going to talk about good sources versus some not so good sources of that sugar.
Right. It's all about the types of sugar that we're talking about. And just going back with the whole choices thing, you know, mm-hmm. with my children, you know, I have three of my own, and I noticed that with my eldest, it was a lot harder to try to change his habits. The babies were a lot easier, of course, because, you know, they don't really have much of a choice, but it is about giving them alternatives, giving them options to choose from. So it's just a matter of what you decide to put in there as options, and even if it's a habit that we've learned, it just takes a while to change that process, you know what I mean? So let's get into it, because we talked about how sugar is toxic, but again, it's what kind of sugar. So I know that you and we were talking about how sugar should be regulated, just like alcohol or tobacco. Why do you think that?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the reasons that I feel like it should be regulated is it's a toxin, it's a poison. And I know that, you know, that's a hard one to say. But when you think about the other two products, alcohol and tobacco, I mean, sugar comes from the sugar cane, beet, their food sources. alcohol, you know, is made from a lot of food sources, potato, wheat, I mean, you know, grains. And so those there's nothing wrong with those food sources. Tobacco can be used as a fertilizer. I mean, these are natural things in nature. But then they're taken, they're converted, they're processed, and sugar is the same way. It's processed into a product that is not good for our bodies. And you know, we go back to, you know, the fuel, and then, you know, I will say that it is empty calories, but there are a lot of foods out there that are empty calories, but they're not toxic or poison. And so
What would be an example? What would be an example, Miss Yolanda, of an empty food that doesn't have the poison in it?
Well, one that came to my mind immediately is there's not a lot of nutritional value in radishes, but radishes,
okay,
they're not poisonous, okay? There's not a lot of nutritional value in iceberg lettuce, but iceberg lettuce is not poisonous. So, you know, you can eat iceberg lettuce, but there are a lot of other lettuces that have some more nutritional value than iceberg lettuce, you know. And,
gotcha.
When we take a look at those products and the regulation, you know, we don't give children alcohol or tobacco, right? Would you give your children alcohol or tobacco?
Nope.
No. And so we have in our country a regulation of adults make these decisions and being 21. And so there again, when I see two-year-olds with a Coke or two-year-olds with Red Vines, and then we question why our young people, 15 and in their 20s, are having cancers and, you know, diseases that we once associated with old age, but it's not necessarily that we have to have these diseases at any age. And
right,
it goes back to there is an epidemic in this country right now, and that epidemic is obesity, and sugar is a culprit of that obesity.
And that would be on the same lines of, like, diabetes as well that we're seeing in the younger generation, too, now.
That is correct. Diabetes, scientists are linking it to Alzheimer's, cancers. And one of the things, just to share with, you know, people, sugar qualifies as an addictive substance for two reasons. Eating even small amounts creates the desire for more. That's number one. And number two, if you suddenly quit, you have some withdrawals, you know, such as headache, mood swings, craving, fatigue. And so there again, you know, that association with the other two.
So to clarify again, you're not saying that sugar per se in general is bad when it first comes out of the plant or whatnot. It's all the processing that we've done to it and what we've converted it into, like, for instance, the high fructose corn syrup.
Absolutely correct. And one of the things, that's why I'm such a big advocate of ingredient reading, read your labels within your product. I mean, when you pick up a can off the shelf, I mean, tomato, whether it's the ketchup, tomatoes in a can, the soup, everything, they've added sugar in everything. And sometimes this sugar is in various names, so it's not just saying sugar, but it may say fructose or barley malt or maltodextrin. It's going to have some other names. And, I mean, does the average consumer know when they look at that to look for these other names? Possibly not. And that percentage, I don't know how many would know, but we know when it says sugar. And when it is at the very
right
top of the label, we know that it's a lot of sugar opposed to being at the end of the label. And so a lot of times I tell people, if you don't think your grandmother could pronounce that word in that ingredient list, don't get it. You know, ingredients should be things that you're familiar with and know how to pronounce. So
right,
we educate and let people, you know, begin to learn what is good for their bodies, and we do need the food and what, you know, whole foods. There's nothing wrong with fruit, and there's nothing wrong with sugar, but the source of that sugar is very important.
Well, see, I think the big complaint or excuse for most Americans today, though, is convenience, and, like, they don't have time for that, and we literally are dependent or putting our responsibilities off of ourselves and hoping that the companies that sell this stuff to us are that they care about our health. But, you know, they got to remember it ain't about our health. It's about what their money and their profit. And so I don't know. Like, it starts with us educating ourselves and taking that responsibility, because nobody else is going to do it unless, you know, you find some good people like Yolanda or something that's willing to show you the way. It's just sad, but it's the truth, you know?
It is the truth. And, you know, many people do think that the government is going to, you know, take care of us. But big agriculture is more concerned about their shareholders and not so much our health. One of the things I had shared, and I think you did kind of put it out there as you posted this, was there's a really good video. It is lengthy, 45 minutes, and it's on cbc.ca/fit. Talks a lot about, you know, some of these secrets that this industry, the sugar industry, has known since 1970. And they've hidden.
Wow.
And the things that they've known are, like, sugar causes heart disease, obesity, diabetes, and these graphs showing that, you know, from 1960s, the rise of how sugar has been in all these processed foods, as well as the rise in obesity, heart disease, you know, in your cancers. And this isn't just something that, you know, people can dismiss. We have to really kind of pay attention. We are beginning to see more children that now have, you know, the beginning stages of obesity. They're saying that our children are going to be one of the groups that they won't be living as long as we are because of the foods that they're eating. So if we, you know, change things around. Yes, it's cheap to stop and get a 99-cent burger, but when we can re-educate the people that, hey, buy the ground beef. Nothing wrong with a hamburger. Just cook it at home. And I hear what you're saying as far as people don't have time, but instead of stopping, because we do take the time to do the things we do. And so, yes, children involved, maybe get their hands and, you know, seasoning up the meat, putting the buns on the plate, make it a family affair. Bring the whole family into preparing the meal. And it may not can be
I love
every
that
day,
you said that.
It can be Sunday.
Yeah. Yes, I am completely in agreement because you know what? That's another thing that's missing here in our culture is us getting together. I mean, who sits at the table anymore? I mean, most of us, we've got all of our different technologies. You know, we're more absorbed into our phone or whatever. So that would be a beautiful thing. And what I've noticed, especially about younger kids, is they want to help. They want to be a part of things. They just, you know, we just need to show them the way.
Show them the way a little bit. And when you get them interested in these things early, I mean, it just ignites. Yeah. It takes off.
I agree. I wanted to let everybody know some of those videos that Miss Yolanda is talking about. It is here on the show episode description that you can check out later. We've got, I think, at least two of them on here. One of them is the 8 bad sugar facts, and the other one is she's talking about is the secrets of sugar as told on CBC News. Another thing is, if you guys do want to call in with questions or comments, you can the last 10 minutes of the show, and that number to call in would be 516-418-5721. But Ms. Yolanda, let's get back. Did we discuss how sugar compares to alcohol already?
Well, let's just talk about that just a little bit more. It compares because it's addictive. Alcohol is addictive. Tobacco is addictive. And those two industries, I mean, you know, some of the listeners, they may be too young to remember, but I remember when those two industries went through regulation. I mean, you know, tobacco companies could no longer advertise on television, you know, along with alcohol companies, you know, but this wasn't true in the very beginning. And so a lot of things changed, especially when the regulations came down on the tobacco companies, and they had to, and they knew that this, they put additives into cigarettes and the tobacco to get people continually hooked, addicted. And that's what's happening in processed food. There's a point that these industries, they do all the science and they refine the bliss point for these foods. I mean, you know, the packaging, the marketing. I mean, this isn't something that's haphazard. This is to get us really hooked, you know, a pretty package,
right,
and it tastes good. And that bliss point is what they're looking for. They want you hooked. And I tell you, it's
right,
the sugar. And those companies that have the top product, and, you know, they're out there. They're the number one. Whether it's the cereal down low for your children to pick it or the sodas up high for the adults to pick it, they're all over the shelves in your grocery stores, and they want you to get it and stay on it. And these companies are,
you know,
responsible.
Right. Well, what's disgusting about it, as much as I feel like these corporations, like, they literally – are doing crimes against humanity. But even still, until the day is that we decide to hold them accountable, like, it really does come, like, as much as I want to hold them responsible, we got to take it back to us and say, ultimately, we're the ones living in our bodies. We're the ones raising our babies. And so it starts with us. Like, you know, you can't expect, I mean, it would be nice if they were socially responsible. But the point is, where we're at right now, they don't care. So it does come back to us. So until that happens, we need to figure it out. So, Ms. Yolanda, you've given some reasons why and how sugar does ruin our health. What are some positive things, though, that we can do, that they can start to do to make some changes?
Well, one of the best things I say is become an ingredient reader, okay? When
okay.
you start looking at the label and reading the label, knowing some of the names of sugar, you know, a lot of people think, well, brown sugar is better than white sugar. No, it's still white refined sugar with some molasses on it. Confection sugar or powdered sugar, you know, still white refined sugar mixed with small amounts of cornstarch. Your corn syrups, your dextrose, your high fructose corn syrups. You know, these are things that you want to be mindful of. And then there are alternatives, you know, we can use maple syrup, evaporated cane juice. A lot of people will switch over to honey. Some people in nutrition think honey isn't a viable sugar. But these are things that I tell people to take baby steps. And if you can get off of more refined white sugar, if you can also look at your added sugar intake, because if you're a milk drinker, I mean, there's lactose, it's sugar, you know.
What about stevia?
That's a great alternative. You know, some people will like it, some people not. It comes in powdered, it comes in drops. It's all about finding what's going to work for you. There's agave. Some people like it, some people don't. But it doesn't hurt to kind of try and find where, and I'll say it, your bliss is, because there are better sugars out there. There's coconut crystals, so they're very low glycemic, and that could be a better alternative for you. But staying away from the soft drinks, the cookies, the pies, the fruit drinks, you know, more, that's going to help, you know, if you
right, the
are looking
other
at,
thing I wanted to ask you, too, was before we forget it, though, was the artificial sweeteners, the downside of that, like the aspartame or like Splenda. What do you think about that?
They are definitely a no-no. I definitely would not recommend any artificial sweetener for human consumption. Definitely causes headaches, could cause hearing loss, blurred vision, eye problems, dizziness, insomnia. It is definitely not, something the human body even digests. So it gets into your system, tries to figure out what to do, and begins to wreak havoc because, number one, even in the name, it's artificial ingredients.
Right, fake stuff. You know what I just find interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not an advocate for sodas or anything, but personally, I find it, like, if you are going to drink a soda, like, it's way worse to drink a diet soda than it is to drink a Coke. I'm not saying that it's,
that's
and I'm
true.
Just using Coke as an example, but I'm just saying the diet stuff has way worse stuff in it. But even drinking a soda, I don't know if anybody's watched some videos on what pouring Coke on your car battery does. I mean, think
oh,
about
definitely.
What it's doing to the inside of your body. Yeah.
I know. And these are just little things that I, want to educate people on to just wake up and pay attention. Another site for about artificial and sweet ingredients is sweetpoison.com. And Dr. Janet Hull gives some very good information there, sweetpoison.com.
So
the more that
about – go ahead.
The more that people will take baby steps. If you – it can be overwhelming. So it's not about, like, I'm just going to stop eating sugar today. No, it's not that. It's about making better choices and getting a healthier alternative in your body because there is nutritional value in sugar. I mean, think about where it's coming from beet. If it's coming from the sugar cane, there's nutritional value in those foods. Go ahead.
So just a matter of where they're choosing to get it from. If they still want their sugar, like finding it through natural stuff like fruits and vegetables, other options that they can still get their sugar fix, but from wholesome stuff.
Yes. And then I know there are the people who think about, well, I kind of like this, pie or dessert or whatever. There are now more and more manufacturers. They're not your big Pillsbury and Kellogg's, and they're going to be your small, maybe local, bakers and different shops. They're using good ingredients. They're out there. They're in your neighborhood. And so, there was a time that we did buy more local. Apples are right here in Washington. I really don't need one from New York. You know what I mean? And so when we
Right.
can re-educate ourselves and train ourselves, we get back to basics. And so, again, it's nothing wrong with going out and eating that whatever you like, that pie, that, ice cream. But there are healthier alternatives. And sometimes, it's all about moderation. But right now, people do it. It's not like, I'm doing it once a day or even once a week. They're doing it every 2 to 3 hours because that sugar takes them on a spike, and most people, they got their Starbucks and their croissant or whatever kind of carbohydrate is going to, go into sugar into their body, and we get a rise that kicks us going, but then you're going to plateau very quickly. And there again, this is what sugar does. It gives us that energy, but you don't want just quick energy. You want energy to sustain you. And so just kind of, maybe making better choices about what to first put into my body in the morning opposed to a sugary donut or croissant or whatever. And those are things that we need to change our
right.
Habits.
We don't need the whole crash and burn cycle. Ms. Yolanda, we've got a little over 5 minutes left. I wanted to see
okay.
if there anything else that you wanted to leave with our audience in regards to sugar or even how they could connect with you or utilize your services.
Wonderful. Well, there are so many reasons that sugar ruins your health. One of the important things is just read ingredients, become an ingredient reader. take a baby step. There that I like to give to people is, because it can be overwhelming, if you leave out quite refined sugar in your diet and begin to look at it that, you know, this is toxic, and what are other ways that I can get something healthier, you know? You don't have to give up your sweets. Don't do artificial ingredients. I mean, right there, the name artificial is not real. Integrate more whole food into your diet. And then last, no trans fat. And I know that's another story, but, you know, trans fats are your, when you see it says hydrogenated and then the name of the oil, you don't want that fat. You don't need that in the body. The body can't digest it. You know, it's like, I love cashews, but if it's cashews and cottonseed oil, I mean, can your body digest the cotton? No, it can't. And so it's not going to digest the cottonseed oil either. And these are things that, you know, you go out and you, it's 99 cents, so you figure, I'm going to get it, it's a bargain. But if it's going to cause your body to wreak havoc, to become dis-ease, you know, and whatever that may be for you in the name of diabetes, Alzheimer's, and any number of things, because inflammation is at the root of this, a lot of these diseases, we change, we pay attention. I can be contacted through my website, vitalityconsultant.com. I am here to help you one-on-one with any, you know, coaching. I do a free health consultation. And so if you contact me through vitalityconsultant.com, let me know you're interested in a one-on-one free health consultation. That would be awesome. You also can email me, Yolanda@YolandaGoff.com, GOFF.com. And, I'm here to help in any way I can.
I'm so glad that you are, Miss Yolanda. I just wanted to also remind everybody that not only does she do one-on-one services in person, you can do it over the phone coaching. She can do different kind of Skype conferencing. So she's there if you need her. Miss Yolanda, thank you so much for taking the time to just share with our listeners such an important message for their health.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me on. I hope it was some good information for your listeners, and I just look forward to we can do it again.
Awesome. Well, we definitely do have some stuff planned for April. I won't tell you all about it yet, so you just stay tuned on that. Again, Ms. Yolanda, thank you so much. Everyone, I wish you a great rest of the week. I wanted to give you a heads up for next Monday what our show topic will be with Ms. Jamie. We're going to be talking about love your emotions and paying attention on how you speak to yourself. So with that, be well, and again, big, big hugs. Take care.